Baba Sakar Murli, 19th December 2022. Essence, sweet children, Shiv Baba is present in front of you at this time. You first have to have the faith that it is Shiv Baba himself, not a bodily being, who is teaching you. Question, asking the father which question is like insulting him. Answer, children ask the father, Baba, till when will you continue to enter that body? Or when will destruction take place? Baba says, this is as though you are insulting me. To ask a guest for how many more days he will stay is an insult. He would reply, am I a burden to you? For as long as Shiv Baba is here, you children are happy, are you not? Therefore, you should not ask the father such questions. Om Shanti. The father sits here and explains to his children, the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, through Brahma. Brahma Kumars and Kumaris understand that the incorporeal father is explaining to them through Brahma. The father is incorporeal. If he has to give someone a vision, the body of Brahma would be in front of them. If he were to grant a vision of himself, no one would be able to understand it. He is just a point. Just as souls are stars, in the same way, God is a point. This is understood with the intellect. Even if they do have a vision, they would see the same thing. What else could it be? Generally, he gives many people a vision of Brahma. Go to this one. No one would be able to understand something so tiny. The father sits here and explains through Brahma. He gives knowledge. He says, children, I take the support of the body of this ordinary human being. Brahma is very well known. You understand that Baba is in this one. This is Baba's chariot. If that Baba weren't here, there wouldn't be this Brahma either. In that case, neither would there be BKs. You children receive knowledge. You understand that no one apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can give you this knowledge. That incorporeal one is knowledgeful. How could he give you knowledge without having organs? You should have the faith that Baba is present in front of us at this time. The intellect says that Baba has entered this one and that he sits here and gives us knowledge. You cannot receive the inheritance of heaven without the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You children know that all the festivals that are celebrated on the path of devotion are memorials of this time. The birthday of Shiva is also a festival of this time. Trimurti Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is carrying out establishment through Brahma. Krishna doesn't establish the new world. The Brahmin clan has continued. Those people don't know that you Brahmins then become deities. You Brahmins are the children of Brahma. All human beings of all religions are able to understand that their great-great-grandfather is Brahma, who is also called Adam and Eve, or Adam and Bibi, his wife, Adidev and Adidevi. They too are a creation of Shiv Baba. How did Baba create the creation? He adopted them. This is the number one thing. After Alpha, there is Beta. Those who understand these things very well claim a high status. You children now understand that people are in such extreme darkness. In the previous cycle too, they woke up when the fire broke out. That scene will be enacted again. It definitely has to happen. Those of other religions will neither understand these things nor will they make effort. That many human beings cannot come to the golden age. There will be very few people who will rule in the Sun Dynasty kingdom there. All are bound by the bond of the Dharma. The father himself says, I too am bound by the bond of the drama. If the response to something is fixed in the drama, I would tell you about it. I would not tell you all the secrets of the drama at this time. I too have a part recorded in me. As it continues to emerge, I continue to explain to you. Everything continues according to the drama. There cannot be any difference in that. If it is not in the drama, I do not respond. It isn't that I would tell you now how many more years are still left. Some ask Baba, Baba, for how much longer will you continue to travel in that body? I will not tell you this. If it is not in the drama, what can I do? If it is in the drama, I would tell you. I have come to teach you children. I am also your father. You sing. You are the mother and father. I am playing that same part. It is my duty to teach you. I am called the ocean of knowledge, the seed of the human world. The living seed would tell you everything, would he not? The example of the banyan tree is given. You can see that the deity religion doesn't exist now. All the other religions exist. All of those will now end. They will come and carry out their establishment at their own time. I am establishing the deity religion. That religion has disappeared and just its pictures remain. However, none of those people know when the deity religion existed or where it disappeared to. They just say that there was a kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. All of those scriptures, etc., are for devotion. They will sit and write all of those scriptures, etc., in the Copper Age. Just the deities used to rule in the land of truth. This is the land of falsehood. There is no sin there. The Father is now making you into charitable souls. It is fixed in the drama. Devotion and the scriptures, etc., begin in the kingdom of Ravan. This eternal drama has already been shot. This is a false world. They tell nothing but lies about God too. God is the highest on high. Since we want to meet Him, we must definitely receive something from Him. What would you receive from the Father? He is the bestower of salvation for all. He liberates everyone from sorrow. Ravan too is very powerful. For half a cycle, it is his kingdom. However, he causes sorrow, and that is why all human beings remember the Father. Ravan snatches away your whole kingdom. He is so powerful. You now know that the Father gives us the inheritance and that Ravan curses us. Human beings don't know when the Father gives us the inheritance. They have falsified the Gita by putting Krishna's name in it. This is the biggest mistake. This Baba was also a staunch devotee of Narayan and used to read the Gita. He never did anything without first reading the Gita. When he had a vision, he has a faith that the Father is giving us this inheritance, Lakshmi and Narayan. We now understand a great deal. Shiv Baba continues to explain to us. He never takes up any scriptures. Baba just speaks to us. This one says, I too am listening. Sometimes when Baba is not here, this one can speak to you. Baba is sitting in this one, and this is why Brahma's name is not mentioned as much. They have built a temple in Ajmer to Brahma, but they don't understand anything. They have shown Krishna with a murli, flute, and Saraswati with a sitar. Saraswati is called the goddess of knowledge. They have said that Krishna is the god of knowledge instead of saying that it is Brahma. They have become confused. The Father sits here and explains to you children that Krishna isn't there in the Trimurti, although He is there in an incognito way. Radhe and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan. No one even knows that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, explained to us and continues to explain even now. If the sages and holy men were to understand this, there would be many crowds here. However, it is not like that in the drama. The Father says, I come at the confluence age and teach you Raja Yoga. Those who pass become the Sun Dynasty and those who fail become the Moon Dynasty. The subjects of the Sun Dynasty will be in the Sun Dynasty and the subjects of the Moon Dynasty will be in the Moon Dynasty. You children have the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects. You Brahmins are spinners of the discus of self-realization. This is the most elevated Brahmin clan. You are servers. You are creating heaven in Bharat with the power of yoga in an incognito way. Heaven is definitely needed for you. The old world has to be destroyed. You are establishing your own kingdom by following Srimad. The kingdom of the Yadavs has to end. The Pandavas are establishing a kingdom for the new world. The old haystack has to be set on fire. You also understand how many more days remain. Very few. How much more time is left? We cannot ask this question. You wouldn't ask a guest for how many more days are you going to stay. He would say, am I perhaps a burden? Shiv Baba says, when I am here, you remain happy, do you not? Then why do you ask till when I will continue to incarnate here? To ask this question is like an insult. You should be ashamed of asking that. To ask this question is like saying that it would be good if Baba went away soon. Therefore, you can't even ask Baba such questions. No one else can be such a father. Only you children now know the Father. You wouldn't say of Krishna that God is in him. You would continue to remember Krishna. In that case, you wouldn't remember God. You would continue to see Krishna everywhere. You wouldn't even remember Shiva. This is why it is explained to you children that you have to remember Shiv Baba. You mustn't remain body conscious. The praise of Sri Krishna is no less. The Father says, I have too come into the foreign land and into an old body. Sri Krishna cannot enter Ravan's land. You now know that after taking rebirth, the Sri Krishna soul is now in this body. This is the last body. This body then becomes the number one pure body. None of these things can enter the intellect of anyone else. They create an image of Ravan, but they don't understand when Ravan came into existence. They have simply continued to burn his effigy. If he were to die, they would stop burning him. But he doesn't die. They burn his effigy every year. All of that is in the path of devotion. The Father says, I made you into the Sun and Moon dynasties. How did you then become the Shudra dynasty? I am now once again making you into the Sun and Moon dynasties. You now know that you are conquering the world and that you will then be defeated. When there was the deity religion, there were no other religions at that time. That one religion will now be established and all the other religions will end. You can see the signs of that. So much is happening through science. So much happiness is celebrated. An aeroplane is to be invented, that which will take you to London in 3 to 4 hours. Nowadays, they even take elephants, monkeys, frogs, etc. on aeroplanes. All of that is for happiness and also for sorrow. People there will tour around in vimans. You have now come here to make your fortune elevated. You are becoming deities once again. People sing of heaven, but they don't know when heaven existed. It is said that so-and-so has gone to heaven. Therefore, he was definitely in hell. However, if you told them directly that they are residents of hell, they would get angry. You now have strength. You can say, since you are calling out to the purifier, you must surely be impure. The father says, the tree has now reached a state of total decay. The Great War is also very well known. You know that you have come here to claim the kingdom. We are instruments for establishment. As you make further progress, even those sannyasis and mahatmas will believe you. All of this is fixed in the drama. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padanguna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Papdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Serve Bharat in an incognito way with the power of yoga and make it into heaven. Become spiritual servers. 2. Our Brahmin clan is the most elevated. Maintain the intoxication that you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Don't develop doubt about anything. Blessing, may your intellect have faith and remain carefree on the basis of your thinking of God. People of the world worry at every step, whereas you children think of God with every thought, and so you are carefree. Karavanhar is making you do everything, and you are instruments who carry it out. You have everyone's finger of cooperation, and this is why every task is easy and successful. Everything is moving well and has to. The one who inspires you makes it happen. You simply have to be an instrument and use your body, mind and wealth in a worthwhile way. This is the stage of being carefree and free from worry. Slogan: in order to experience contentment all the time, continue to take everyone's blessings. Om Shanti.